Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. Today we're going to be learning a little bit about Matan Torah, preparing ourselves for Shavuos. Very, very exciting. And the Shir is going to be based on the Holy Sefer Na'oz Desha, which are Ma'amarim of the Sakachav Erevis, Rav Avraham Misakachav, the author of Davnei Nizer, and Igle Tal, and his son Rav Shmuel Misakachav, the author of the Shai Mishmil. So we're going to be starting today on page Nun Aleph, Fchelik Gimel. And it should be a schus for Chaim and Shalom Isbina, Atar Chana Bashana Miriam, Bracha Batzlacha Mochazayadam, Ephraim Abba and Miriam Shishana, Bracha Batzlacha, Chomas Yadu Uchol Nilvim Olav, Ilana Simon Bas Miriam, Zivug Hogan Vimehera, Aviva Zahaba Bas Miril, Zivug Hogan Vimehera, and of course, Yehuda Leib, and Achama Rivka, likewise, Bracha Batzlacha Mochazayadav, Zivu Kogan B'mehira. Shnei Yudim told the Yod Yisrael. Two things HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Jewish people. Number one, Ve'atem Tiyuli Mamlechas Kohanim V'goy Kadosh. That we're told that we're supposed to be a Mamlechas Kohanim, a nation of priests, and a holy nation. A kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the two Yehudim, the two promises that our destiny is to be a Mamlechas Kohanim and a Goy Kadosh. What is Mamlechas Kohanim, Rashi says? Sarim. Sarim, ministers. Says, Ha'alig of Shmuel Misochachav, Eina perish leo sarim ala umos. It doesn't mean that we're going to be masters over the nations. That's not what we're interested in. Just because we're interested in being rulers over the nations, that we can beat them up. It's enough in a Rambam, the end of the Malachim. Miami Boys Choir made a song out of this. The Jewish people, the Chachamim, the Nevi'im, didn't want Yemos HaMashiach so they can rule over the nations, beat them up. Not that the nations should elevate us. Not to eat, drink, and be merry. The reason we want Mashiach is Shupnuyim B'Torah V'Chachmasa, so we can sit and learn. So we can be Osek in Dvar Hashem. V'lo Yelam Nogei Sum V'Vatel, nobody's going to bother us, nobody's going to stop us from learning. And then Kadesh Yiskul Chai Olam Haba, and then we can be Zochet to Chai Olam Haba, for Zochet Yemos HaMashiach to sit and learn. Be Zochet to Chai Olam Haba. So we see from this Rambam that we're not interested in ruling over the nations. So what does it mean, Sarim? Mamlechas Kohanim is Sarim? Ela Perish, Sarim Al Atzmam. That we are supposed to be Sarim. We're supposed to be masters, al atzmam, over ourselves. Haynu shiyia guf nishma la nefesh. The body should listen to the soul. That's what sarah means. Don't rule over a goy, rule over yourself. Rule over the goy in yourself. The guf should listen to the nefesh. Kenyan shakasu v'moshe v'rucho milocha idir. Better is somebody who is able to conquer a spirit than somebody who captures a city. V'zoi srara b'emes, that's the true srara. The true rulership is when you're ruling over yourself. She'alibo b'rishuso el kol asher yachvo tziyatenu. That your heart is under your domain. And whatever you desire, you can do. Ki nizgaver ha'koach ha'sichli ala chomri. Because the koach of the seichel was misgaver on the koach of the chomrius. Uve'emes me'esgabrus v'kibush prati zeh nimshach nami esgabrus v'kibush klali haynu klal umos hamonimus Yisrael me'abodat Hashem Yisbaruch ha'mahasik shlemusam. If we're kovesh, if our seichel is kovesh our chomer, if our intellect conquers our body, our physicality, so then that also helps us rule over the nations. And that's chus. If we're in control of ourselves, then we can be in control of the nations. And then we won't have to be under, we don't have to be subordinate to them and subservient to them. So that's not the goal. The goal isn't to rule over the nations. The goal is to rule over ourselves. And be osek in dvar Hashem. That's the goal. But a side benefit, in order to do that, we have to also, they can't be sarim over us. We have to be sarim as well, because otherwise we're in trouble, they're going to bother us. But that's not the goal. The goal is that we should be able to be osek in dvar Hashem, that we should be sarim over ourselves. So now we understand what it means, mamlechas kohanim, a nation of kohanim, in the sense that we, our job is to be sarim. Sarim over who? Sarim over ourselves. What's goy kadosh? Kar kedusha is that you're nivdol mikolon yanei achomer. Is that we're separate from all physicality. V'lo yis'avu l'matamosa v'lo yitzrichim l'akuv estibam. We're not even interested anymore. That's kedusha. Kedushas, we're not interested. We don't have to force ourselves not to be interested in chomer. We're just not interested. Ela me'atzmi agam aguf nimshach l'rotzen Hashem yizbarach. Automatically, the person's body is going to be drawn to Hashem. So this brings us to a Hasidic Kabbalistic concept called iskafia and ishafchia. What's iskafia? Iskafia is when you force it, your kofe, where the seichel forces the chomer, forces the guf, to do what the guf is supposed to do. And then there's ishafchia, where the chomer itself wants to do what's right. As if the chomer is the seichel. So now it's gevaldik. Mamlechas kohanim is midas is kafia, and goy kadosh is midas is hafchia. Mamlechas kohanim is where the seichel has to be machriach the goof, and goy kadosh is where the goof itself wants to do what's right. And with this, we can understand what it means. Nase v'nishma. Nase is beguf, that we're going to have shleimus haguf. We're not going to need the seichel to force the goof to act. And nishma is the havan of the seichel, that the seichel is going to tell the chomer what to do, and that's parallel to mamlechas kohanim v'goy kadosh. The naaseh is goy kadosh; that's already where you were holy. And then the nishma is parallel to mamlechas kohanim; that's where the seichel has to listen. You have to have the seichel has to exercise mastery over the goof. That's Nasa v'Nishma. Nasa is Goy Kadosh, we're holy, we're just going to do, the Guf is going to do on its own, and Nishma is that the Guf is going to listen to the Seichel. Now when Hashem told us this, first He said, Mamlechas Kohanim, and only then He said, Goy Kadosh. Because that's really the Seder with a person. First a person, when he's young, he has to be a Mamlechas Kohanim, he has to have the Seichel has to be Machriach, the Guf. And then he works on himself, and then the Chomer itself, the Guf itself turns into Tov. But the Jewish people understood the tachlis. The Jewish people understood the tachlis is this hafchia, that the ra should turn into tov. We shouldn't eat kfiya. And therefore we started with naseh. Naseh, like the Gemara says, is ras shemalach yesharis mishtam shimbo. That's what the malach yesharis say. They say naseh. They start with naseh. O say dvar lishmo b'kol dvar. That's, they do first the asiya, and then the shmiya. Why? Because They don't need to be machriach their chomer. Of course they start with nase. They don't need their seichel to be machriach them to do what they're supposed to do, because they do it automatically. They instinctively go towards what's good. Why then do they need the nishma? The pasuk says that the Gemara quotes that they also know is lishmoa. They also hear. Why do they need to hear? Good question. Something to think about. Akoponim, we started with naseh because that means that we instinctively want to go to Hashem, because that's the tachlis. And that's the level of malachim. Who? Mi gila razeh. Who revealed this secret that the malachim know? That they start with naseh, that they're goof kviyachol. That they naturally, instinctively go towards Hashem. They don't have to force themselves. They're already on the madriga of ishafchia. They've already transformed any ra into tov. It's all tov. It's all tov. They didn't have to transform it. That's the way they were created. But it's all tov. It's all maaseh. And that's what our guf is supposed to become. And that's what my father says, the holy Admor Misachachov, the Avnei Nezer. I asked him, it says we every day in davening we say, V'chula mekavlim aleyam all malchus shamayim zeh mizeh. They're all mekavl the yoke of heaven from each other. But I don't understand. The Ravod isn't a yoke, it's not an ol. And my father answered, She'ol etzlam she'yikshul afim mechitzasam. You know what the yoke is? That they shouldn't go too far. They shouldn't jump ahead. They shouldn't go beyond their mechitza where they're supposed to be. And ken lehen be'achreach inyan amshach ha'mi'atzim erotzen aloki kodem. So with them, the ma'isa, they start off with this hamshach, they're already drawn to God. And then they have an ol. What's the ol? Not to go too far. So that's probably them in nishma. The Nasa is that they're naturally going to do what Hashem wants. And then the Nishma, the Iskafia, when they have to force themselves, is not to go too far. Not to go lifnim mechitzasam. And the Jewish people, we were makdim Nasa, and then we came to Nishma. The Yikr for us is the Nasa. That's like the Malachi Asharis, that we're naturally going to be drawn towards God. So that is the Shai Mishmuel, Shavuos Tafrei Shayin Hei, 1915. World War I was raging, but in Sukhachev, they were climbing to the heavens. You. We continue, we go to page Mem Zayin, a little bit back. Quotes the Gemara Masechet Shabbos, that on the third day of Sivan, he told him the mitzvah of Hagbalah. Ask the Shai Mishmuel, Yesh Lohavin, Lohan mitzvah Rishon Hashem Mitzvah Yisrael, Aysa mitzvah Hagbalah. When we tell the Svar, Yoroi Lahakta mitzvah Prisha, Kinyin Taro V'kitchu Taro V'reisha. First he should have told them the mitzvah of Prisha, of separating from their wives. That's Tara. So you should have started with the Tara, first separate from the wives, and then the mitzvah of Hagbalah, of not to get too close to the mountain. Kvod Kedusha Sabi Adoni Mori V'Rabi Omar Kedei Shelo Tia L'Umo Se'olam Taina Shema Shelo Ratzeh B'Torah B'nei Shenema Lahem Shekseiv Ba Mitzvah Shehin Hefech Lahem Evshim Hayenema Yisrael Mitzvah Shehin Hefech Memuhusem Ulai Neim Nami Lo Yim Akablam Alkei Neema Lahem Tchila Mitzvah Hagbalah Shehefech Midas Yisrael, Shechot Shukasam Yiskarvas Lavim Shvashamayim, Venitztavu Lamud Merochok V'divrei Pichochem Chayim, Gevaldik. Says the Heilig Avnei Nezer, you know why first HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us the mitzvah of Hagbalah? You know why that was the first mitzvah even before Prisha? Because the nature of a Jew is to want to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Goyim, we're scared, the Goyim are going to have a time and say, hey, you know why we didn't want the Torah? Because you gave mitzvahs that are against our nature. Like it says in the Medrash, Ibn Asif said, we can't not kill, and Ibn Ishmael says, we cannot do arayas. So it's against their nature, they didn't accept the Torah. But they would have a claim that if the Jewish people were given mitzvahs that are against their nature, they also wouldn't have accepted the Torah. So therefore, Dafka, Kadosh Baruch Hu, before he even gave us the Torah, he already started with mitzvahs that are against our nature. What's against our nature? Not to come too close. Not to come too close. Don't come too close to the mountain, the mitzvah of Hagbalah. Because all of our tshuk, all of our desires get close to Hashem. And we are commanded to stand afar. And that's why Hashem started with the mitzvah of Hagbalah. Gave us something against our nature in order to show the nations that even though it's against our nature, nevertheless we still receive the Torah. But it's a beautiful idea that the nature of a Jew to be miskari of Hashem, veishlomar ol chinyan ahava vadvegus who oriv the nefesh who mosto kaor He etzem kabolas all malchus shamayim belishum migia l'tevis atzmam. Was a nivchan levav Yisrael shiruinem lekabolas haTorah l'tzorach gavoah. Love is fun. Love is sweet. Love is delicious. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a mitzvah that expressed love, so memela, what would we have thought? We would have only gone for it because it's fun. Delicious, it's exciting. But to push us away, that's the biggest test. That's the test, sweetest friends. The test is not when it's good and when it's easy and when it's sweet. The test of a relationship is when it gets hard. It's to be able to separate for the good of the relationship. And that's true Kabbalah Tzolmach Shemayim. That shows that it's not about me, that it's not about my desires. I just want to do what's right. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tested us at the very beginning with a mitzvah of Hagbola. It says, don't come too close to the mountain, because I want to see if you guys are doing this for Kabbalah Tzolmach Shemayim, because it's exciting, because it's light, because it's sweet. If you only go for what's sweet, then that's not Avodas Hashem. Avodas Hashem is even when it's hard, even when it's difficult, even when it's a challenge, you still go for it, even when it means separating. You separate, like a parent sometimes separates from a child, sends a child off to yeshiva, because the parent knows that it's for the child's best, even though the parent's going to miss the child. But you, what's right for the child, not what's right for you, that's the relationship. So too with Hashem. We do what's right for Hashem. All Machos Shemayim is when He tells us to step back, that we step back, even though we'd love to be close. So that was the Shemi Shmuel, Shvuas, Tof Reish Pei Gimel. And in another place, in Bamidbar, Tof Reish Ayin, he emphasizes the love. That comes from the midst of Prisha. V'liyesh lahosav is that dvarim the mitzvahs prisha is levato kol avos chitzonius v'shava kol avos l'sharsha. So what's the idea of prisha? Prisha, they're separating from their wives, is in order to be mevatel any external love, any love that's not love of God. And the male, if they're mevatel kol avos chitzonius, so what's left is a tremendous ahavas Hashem, mamash beklois hanefesh. And dafka, at that point where they had such tremendous, overwhelming ahavas Hashem, dafka then they were commanded lamod me'rachok, and that's mamish against their teva. Now that's all they have. All they have now is their love for Hashem. They can't be close to their wives. Close to the wives is sweet. It's nice to be close, to feel closeness to one spouse. But now they didn't have that. So what is left? Now they can channel all their love towards Hashem. And it's at that nekuda, at that point, Hashem said, no. You have to step back from me also. So that's a great show of restraint. Continues the holy Sefer Na'oz Deshe. Binyan Shloshes Me'agbolah. Ki Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Shalom Amal Paro. What's the meaning of 3 days of Hagbolah, of staying away from the mountain? Moshe Rabbeinu said to Paro, "Derech shalosh tamim neilech b'midbar, v'anishitzichem la'achana shalosh yomim b'midbar. Makom b'lotir doskele nakas atzim yishlosh advarim shel kina taiva v'kovet." We need 3 days in the desert, a place nothing is bothering us, in order that we should have no tirdus, and we should cleanse ourselves of the three fundamentally rotten midos: kina, taiva, and kovet. Taiva is baguf. Baguf. That a person is misava with his body. And then kina is seichel, that in his mind, he thinks, oh, I'm jealous of that person, I wish I had what that person had. And then kavod is benefesh. Ura kvodi, ura nebel v'chinor, the kavod is the nefesh. Kavod is the etzem nefesh, like the Balamor says, and his akdamah to Maseches Brachos. Kavod relates to the nefesh. When you're mechabit somebody, you're mechabit their elevated neshama. So kina taiva and kavod parallels guf, nefesh, and seichel. So we have to cleanse ourselves of the three tzadim haroim of guf, nefesh, and seichel, and approach only then can we approach Hashem. And what did Paro answer? No. L'chu zivchu le'elokeichem ba'aretz. Go and serve your God ba'aretz with all of your artzius, with all of your earthliness, with all of your bad midos. So in the end, Paro was forced to send the Jewish people away. They didn't get those 3 days. And then the 3 days that Moshe Rabbeinu originally asked for were during the Shalosh Simei Hagbalah. So during these 3 days, we're menaka ourselves with kina taiva and kavod. Now to cleanse yourself of kina taiva and kavod is not an easy matter. It should be for real, b'emes, and it shouldn't be just an imagination, an illusion, l'chol prat u'prat. Aval ha'siyu l'zeh u'mitzad ha'klal sh'hoya l'fnei Har Sinai. But what helps is the fact that we have all the community in front of Har Sinai, k'ma shakosa v'yichan sh'am Yisrael neged ha'or. U'rashi kishechot b'lei v'echot sh'zeh mor sh'kol zechusam v'korchem sh'al Yisrael l'geshes l'man Torah ho'yam o'yitzel machmas he'sachadus. Rashi says we stood there like one person with one heart. And that shows that all of our koach to stand at our Sinai was mikoach haklal, mikoach the unity. I always like to say, vayichan, is miloshen chayin. That all the Jewish people found charm in each other's eyes. Kol Yisrael arevim zeh bozeh. Arvus, arvus miloshen sweetness. All Jews have to be sweet to each other. V'nisham yizeh ledorot, that's our koach is the koach haklal. We want to be mitar ourselves these evil midas. We have to connect to the klal, the shaitu akoponim, at least for the moment. If we cleanse ourselves with these three midas of kin and tayvet kavod, we can be zocher to be makabel the Torah anew. B'shem Yishmuel, maybe b'shem Aviv, Moreinu Rabbi Avraham, zecher tzadik l'chai olam haba. That a person isn't allowed to go too close to the mountain. It also means that a person shouldn't see beyond his madrega. Everybody has to know what his or her madrega is. And memela stay on that madrega. So we learned some very big yisodos today. Thus far, we learned the importance of staying back, of stepping back, la'amod me'rachok, even though we want to go close. We learned we have to cleanse ourselves of the kinah taiva and kavod in order to be mekabel Torah. We learned what it means to be a sar over ourselves, and a goy kadosh, iskafia, ishafchia. Forcing the bad, transforming the good into the bad into the good. Now we'll do one more tifa shtickle from the Heilige Shai Mishmiel. This is Shavuos Tofresh Ayin Hay, 1915. V'toisvus shekpida Torah al tumas keri matan Torah. Shekpida Torah al dvar shosid lios tum al matan Torah. Tos says in Maseches Bracha and Maseches Shabbos that we weren't allowed to be keri. That's why the men had to separate from their wives. They weren't allowed to be alei keri on Torah. They weren't allowed to be impure from a seminal emission. So the Torah was makbid al dover she'asid lios tuma achar matan Torah. The Torah was makbid on what was going to be tuma after matan Torah. It was before matan Torah. So what are we worrying about the Tumah for? The answer is the Torah is already makbid before Matan Torah and the Tumah after Matan Torah. Just like after Matan Torah, Baal Keri, according to the Gemara, is now allowed to learn. So do before Matan Torah. And the Maharsha adds,
that even according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir, who says Ein Divrei Torah Mekablim Tumah Baal Karin Mutar Bo, even according to Rabbi Beseir in the Gemara in Brachos Chof Beis Amad Aleph, who says that Divrei Torah not Mekabel Tumah, and a Baal Kari is allowed to learn. But in Matan Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu made a special Maila that even a Baal Kari is Aser B'Torah. So it's the Kulei Alma in Matan Torah. Everybody would hold him. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir would say that we have a special Maila of Matan Torah, that a Baal Kari is going to be Aser B'Talmud Torah. V'nira Lose Baal Dvarv. The Lav Mishum Maila Baalma, it wasn't just a Maila adds to Shai Mishmiel. Elu Me'ikar Adin. Me'ikar Adin, it wasn't just an added bonus, an extra chumrah, that in Matan Torah we shouldn't be Baalei Kari. It's according to the strict letter of the law. And now it gets deep. Dina Yesh L'daktek B'Loshan Rehuda Ben Beseir. We have to be medaktek in the Loshan Rehuda Ben Beseir. Ein Divrei Torah Mekablim Tumah. Umechlal Dil Rabban Divrei Torah Mekablim Tumah. So Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseir holds the Divrei Torah not Mekabel Tumah. That means that the Chachamim hold that Divrei Torah are Mekabel Tumah. And it's like a person who eats kachin with a guf tame. So he's pogam the kachin. And therefore, if a person has a guf tame, he's pogam the Torah, he blemishes the Torah. And Rehuda ben Beseira says, Ein Divrei Torah makablam tuma, the Ein HaTorah Nifgemes. So the diuk is, makablam tuma or not makablam tuma. Rehuda ben Beseira says, the Divrei Torah makablam tuma, because if a person's tame, when he's learning, the Divrei Torah enters him, and the Divrei Torah also becomes tame. If a person's tame and he learns Torah, that's the tame, the Divrei Torah. So therefore, Yehuda ben Beseira says, "Ain't the Divrei Torah mekablam tumah." The Chachamim say, in other words, the Torah doesn't become tame. The Chachamim say, "No, when the person learns Torah, the Torah does become tame." So that's the machlokas between Yehuda ben Beseira and the Chachamim: is Divrei Torah mekablam tumah? We always thought Divrei Torah mekablam tumah means you're allowed to learn when you're tame, but now we have a tifer gedank. Divrei Torah mekablam tumah means the Torah itself becomes tame. That's the opinion of the Chachamim. When a person learns, the Torah becomes tame. Rehuda ben Beseira says no. And when a person learns, Ein Divrei Torah mekablam tumah. Even though a person's guf is tame, when he learns, the Torah is not mekabel tumah. Nevertheless, Rehuda ben Beseira's modeh, that if a person has taras haguf from tumah that comes because of kalas rosh, it helps a person tremendously that the Torah should be absorbed into him. Because when a person is pure, the Torah penetrates much deeper. Dikshadam tar nechnasim divrei Torah l'toch tocho ba'omek yoyser. Aval b'shvil zein alasir b'divrei Torah. It doesn't ask him from divrei Torah. If a person's not going to receive the same benefit from learning when he's not tar like he would when he's tar, there's no logic to say, there's no rationale to say that he should completely stop learning. Because every second he's not learning, it's an avedah shein chozeres. And better be makabel a little bit of a toelus than no toelus at all. So according to Yudhiyam Viseru Kumta, he says that Divrei Torah is not makabel tumah. So even though a person's tummy, when he learns the Divrei Torah, isn't makabel the tumah. Divrei Torah doesn't become impure. However, if he wants the Torah to penetrate to the depth of his soul, he should be Torah. But that's not enough of a svara to be mevatel Torah completely. He's not going to get such a toelus from learning if he's tummy, but he's going to get a certain amount of toelus. So he should go for it. So Bishlem, according to the Chachamim, that he's pogam the Torah, it's mamash asur to learn. What, for my own benefit, for my benefit from learning, I'm going to be poging the Torah? It's not right. Not justifiable. So therefore, if a person is Tomei, according to the Chachamim, he's not allowed to learn. A person is a Baal Keri. According to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Divrei Torah, not Mekablam Tumah. So better learn a little bit than not learn at all. And that's Pshat and Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Ein Divrei Torah, Mekablam Tumah. Noira Noirois. Ein Divrei Torah, Mekablam Tumah. Divrei Torah is not Mekablam Tumah when you learn, even though the person himself is Tomei. And he's going to receive benefit from the learning, just not the same benefit he would learn if he weren't tummy. Well, if he's there, moving shadvar more makbelim Torah ba'alma, but that's only stam when you're learning. But matan Torah, mamish there we wanted the Torah to guide them, binder arayim, to just go deep into the bones, to get into the kishkas, to get into the person's, to penetrate the person's essence. And it was koilei koilois. Why? Why were there koilos who broke him? So that the person should be mufshot mikol achushim v'lo yatzrim ageshem. They should mamish, the gashmis shouldn't get in the way, they should go beyond their sensory perceptions. And if the Torah was given when they were tameh, the Torah wouldn't have been absorbed into their essence as much, into their toich toich yusam, and there'd be a pagam in a sinas haTorah. So there are definitely Rabbi Yudim and Bissera would agree that we should wait until they become Torah. And this would be an aveda shena chozeres. Normally when you're learning, so if I'm not learning now and I push it off until an hour later, I can't say an hour later I'm making up for what I didn't learn now. No, because an hour later I'm chayav to learn, and now I'm chayav to learn. So when I learn an hour later, I'm only fulfilling my obligation of an hour later. Can't fulfill the obligation of earlier later. So therefore, you can't lose a second. Every second is another opportunity. That's when we're talking about stam limud. It's like a din of kalim. He brings quotes here, another Yehuda. And Evan Ezra Madura Tinyan Shiva Lamed Ches Dibra Masla Va'acher. That I didn't see the tshuva inside, but what I assume he means is that normally we have a din of Darvish Yeshla Matirin. That if it's a Darvish Yeshla Matirin, it's not going to be batel. It's not nullified because you can wait until later. Later on, it's going to be mutter. But that you can say, let's say, about a food. Because if you don't need it now, you can eat it later. What's the difference? So just wait. When it comes to kalim, you can use them now just like you can use them later, so it would be a loss. So you can't say it's not mutter because it's a darvish yesh lo matirin. Because right at this second, you have the opportunity to use it. So same thing with limud. Limud, every second is another opportunity. So, I have to take advantage. I can't squander the opportunity of now. So Rabbi Yudim HaMaseir says, Lord, Dibrei Torah is not going to be a kabbal tumah. So learn, learn. You learn now, you learn later. You're right, it's not going to have the same effect. But still, even though it has less of an effect, still go for it. But a Matan Torah was different. Matan Torah was a one-time event. So we're never going to have the opportunity again to be Mekabel Torah. So there, even Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiah would agree that it has to be done b'tara. Normally Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiah says the after chaparayim, because there's going to be no makeup, so you're not going to have the opportunity again. But with Matan Torah, if Hashem doesn't give it now, Hashem can give it later. When they're pure, it's going to be a completely different Matan Torah. It's a one-time event. So even Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiah would agree that for something like Matan Torah, al mi'ikar adin, a person has to be pure. By limud haTorah, a person doesn't have to be pure because every second is another opportunity, and you can't make up later what you missed now. Every second is a new chiyuv. But when it comes to Matan Torah, there it's a one-time event. So there it has to be given b'tara. Because if it's given now, shalom b'tara, we're never going to have the chance again. So just wait until retar. Sort of like a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Why eat it like, I think, the Lashon of Rashi and Beitza? Why eat it? Why eat it be iser if you can eat it be heter? Just wait. See here also. This is kiviyachol darvish yesh lamatirim. Just wait. Wait till you have the opportunity. Wait till you have the opportunity to be makabel Torah b'tara. And then the dore doros, it's going to be part of who we are. It's going to penetrate into our essence. So even Rabbi Yehuda ben Bissera says for something like this one time event of Matan Torah, we definitely have to wait until we're Torah. Umikan tochachas magula, daftin og alma created Yehuda ben Bissera, mikom makom to alta gdola, v'dayla maven. And here is revealed rebuke. That even though the olam is noig like Rabbi Yehuda ben Bissera, the people who learn, even though they're ballet carrying, nevertheless, is a tremendous toeles in being pure when one learns. Then the Torah can be nichnas, the toch tochiyusim, the daila maven, Zakta Heilige Shem Yishmuel Medav Gainin Mikvah Arayim. That's it. A Jew has to go to mikvah. A Jew is with his wife. Before he learns the next morning, he goes, jumps in the mikvah, and he's metara himself. Torah medaf learning metara. And that's a tochachas magula. So, my sweetest friends, this is a very, very deep... All the Torah we learned today was deep, but this is particularly where he beautifully weaves together the halacha and the agada. And something to take with us for the Derech Avoda, the importance of Tara, B'limud HaTorah. We should all be zocher, be makabel the Torah b'tahara every single day. Amen v'yamen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.